Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Nathan East, hanging with the Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio, The Zone.
Here we go again on a magnificent Tuesday afternoon. It's the Teddy Bear, and welcome to the Zone of LOTL Radio. I had to get you in the mood with a little bit of Will Downing. Yes, Lord. And before we begin today's broadcast, I want to send out a very special thank you to Grammy-nominated singer, songwriter, and producer, the incredible Brittany B. Thank you, my love, for joining us. And remember, family, be on the lookout for her new EP, upcoming EP, Urban Nostalgia. So as we make that transition to another incredible artist, she blessed us with a 2017, I can't believe 2018 is here, my goodness, with a 2017 EP called Blank Canvas. And she has returned with a new video from that EP called Gravity. So on behalf of the Teddy Bear Zone, it is my pleasure to welcome to LOTO Radio the very talented, super talented Yasmine Ray. My queen, how are you doing this afternoon?
Hi, I'm doing amazing. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule and joining us today.
Oh, it's all my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
You know what? One of the things that I found so interesting about the title of the EP, Blank Canvas, and then after looking at the video, Gravity, I mean, there's a touch of sci-fi in the video. And the blank canvas, it leaves you with so much imagination to come to your own conclusion on how you perceive life's journey. And I wanted to ask you that as far as you, as your music is concerned, how much do you incorporate your personal journey in your music?
As it is just the beginning of my journey, Blank Canvas really exemplified how it embarks the beginning. And I really wanted the visual treatment of my music to represent how it can go so far as to where that blank canvas statement could take me. So I wanted to elaborate on something really artistically impactful.
Well, you definitely did that. How would you describe yourself as an artist?
As an artist, I
yes.
describe myself as someone still in the process of finding themselves. And in that process, I want to have my fan base to join me on that journey. So, you know, I'm just a girl trying to find her place in the world, but wanting their wanting to have that connection with their fan base on a personal level to incorporate a deeper connection.
You know, it's interesting that you just said as far as taking the listeners or taking the fans on a journey with you. Just want to take it a step further. You know, when being an artist, showing a sense of vulnerability, showing that connection to the listening audience is very, very important. Have you become comfortable in being willing to show that side of you that most people don't know that's separate from the music as far as who you are as an artist?
I definitely have gotten more accustomed to it. And in all honesty, the type of music that I've put out there has, you know, healed me by being able to express myself freely without any inhibition. So, and ironically enough, it should make somebody feel kind of more vulnerable, but in a way, you know, because it's therapeutic for me, I hope that I can make other people feel that way.
Without question, I mean, because everyone is different from this standpoint. We have some people that are extroverted and some people that are introverted. And people have their own way of communicating their feelings, their thoughts through verbally speaking out or through writing. And what I get across from you listening to the entire EP, you're very great as far as being able to express your feelings through your music. Do you find that more, as far as being more relatable to the listeners, where you can get your feelings and emotions across through your music instead of a lot of times being able to speak it out into fruition of doing that?
You know what? It's crazy because I am exactly that way in that sense.
Okay.
Because in person, I do come across very introverted and in my thoughts. But when it comes to being on stage and performing, I become this completely different presence. So it's very liberating in that sense.
Because speaking to you now and looking at the video Gravity, you would look at, say, this is a completely different person. Have you ever had an opportunity to kind of step back and look at some of your live performances and say, wow, that's really me. That's really me doing this. I mean, does it ever catch you off guard?
Yes, it definitely does. It's crazy to me. It's not like I'm a different human being or entity, but it's like I come alive on stage. And in person, I sometimes come across as shy or just reserved.
Now, I may be wrong. Won't be the first and definitely will not be the last. I get the vibe that you do a lot of analyzing. You analyze everything. You're very particular about the people that you associate yourself with or let into your inner circle. So how have you been able to maintain that kind of balance between the business aspect of the music industry and also maintaining a personal life? Because it can get somewhat hectic and somewhat demanding.
It really does. And I think with having a smaller circle from the ground up, I still have the same best friends from high school. And
okay.
It definitely helps me keep myself grounded. But I do understand that being in an industry that requires you to build a certain variety of connections, I do understand the difference between personal and business, and I think I'm allowing myself to educate myself more on that. And yeah, it having a separation definitely helps me understand that there is a difference in life, and having a sense of balance and duality is everything.
Now, I'm glad you just mentioned that word, balance, because I'm a stickler on that. And I'm dating myself a little bit, but I want to ask you, as far as being an artist, there was a time where people were verbally able to communicate with one another, meaning picking up a phone, holding a conversation, getting their thoughts, perspective, point of view across. And now we're in a digital age that a person is quick to go to Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and express anything and everything as far as what they're doing or picking up their cell phone and texting information to one another. And I wanted to ask you, for someone that is very good expressing oneself through their music, do you think social media sometimes become a hindrance where it takes away from the personal aspect as far as communicating with another person?
I definitely do, because I just feel that as a person with the need to express themselves, sometimes having that ability to convey instant gratification can cause regret. But I do, for myself personally, I think 110% before I post anything or if I make somebody feel some type of way. So, but I feel like as a millennial generation, there are individuals that might feel the need to just say everything out and get it out there and be kind of regretful of it after. And or they might post something that rubs something in an offensive way. And I do understand that everybody, you know, it's a freedom of speech, freedom of expression type of nation that we have, but it can be a little tricky and sticky.
It can be, without question. I mean,
oh, for sure.
To me, I sit back and I sit back in amazement, because when the listeners, I'm really sticker on this, using the term fan, and I'll say people that support you, it goes beyond just supporting you as an artist. They want to know every integral aspect of who you are, what you do, when you do it, why you do it. And it kind of takes away, it takes away from your own sort of personal space. And you've gotten a lot of positive buzz and feedback with your music. When someone reaches out through you via Instagram, through social media, and said, wow, that particular song on your EP, it really touched me. I was going through something at that particular time, and I listened to a particular song on your EP, and it did something to me. Does that sometimes get a little bit overwhelming, knowing that you have that kind of influence over someone's emotions?
It just makes it feel all the more real. It's crazy that you say that, because when I hear that, it's kind of surreal to me, and it kind of just makes me realize that, okay, this this whole thing is coming to fruition slowly but surely, and it's a beautiful feeling. And although some might find that very overwhelming, it kind of touches me and makes me want to keep on going.
Music can be a very powerful force. Very powerful force. There's no color lines. It can turn the worst day into the most positive day. And one of the things in a short period of time, one of the things that I get from you in a short period of time that I've had an opportunity to converse with you is that your vibe is all about being positive. Your music, you want your music to transcend and take it to a whole nother level. But also I've noticed, too, that my marketing managers have brought to me is that you're very photogenic. You love the camera, and the camera definitely loves you. So as a brand, do you see yourself expanding your brand, maybe doing some modeling? Because, you know, modeling and music, they all go hand in hand.
I do. Eventually, I would love to have the opportunity to work for some brands that, you know, that I admire and respect. But definitely, I would like to be seen as an artist first. I think that's important to not have that twisted in a, like you said, digital age.
Right.
So I do want to eventually expand my brand as an artist and represent brands that I love. And I do want to inspire and do all of these things, but I think I want to inspire people, in a more listening sense, audio sense first.
Right.
But I do feel like it's important to have a visual representation of who you are. So I think having pictures and photos and just creating a whole aesthetic on Instagram is important as well.
Now, you had a chance to come down to the ATL. What was the vibe like for you working in Atlanta?
Oh, I loved it there. I mean, I wasn't there for long enough to really experience and see the city. We spent a lot of time just working, but from what I gathered there, there's just a lot of Southern hospitality. And I mean, come on, the food. The food was amazing.
Without question. Now, here we are. This is the third month of the new year, my goodness. And I mean, it is streaming.
It's surreal.
By.
It's crazy.
It is really very much so. When are you coming back out here to the States and do some performances? I mean, personally, I would love for you to come down in Houston because, I mean, there's so many venues down here.
There are so many. I would love to set something up.
Yeah. You know what? We're going to speak that into fruition. We got to make that happen.
I'm on law of attraction, manifesting abundance. I'm very big on that. So I do believe that, you know, when the thought it starts and plant the seed in your mind, it will come. It will happen.
Absolutely. And for those who are tuning in late, shame on you, but the teddy bear does forgive you. We are being joined this afternoon by an incredible, talented Yasmin Ray. Now, I must ask, now I want to get back to your live performances. My goodness, incredible. You exude so much energy in your performances. How long does it take you to come down from that kind of high or that level of emotion after a live performance?
Oh, I mean, after I perform, the party just keeps going. I'm so filled with energy and just love and being with my friends that I just want to keep replicating that and keep going. So a little turn up happens, but I mean, it's all in a good fun. It's all in just good energy, good vibes, all of that. So, so much fun performing.
It's nothing wrong with that. How would you describe yourself as a live performer?
So, live performer, I definitely come across as very confident. Definitely confident. That's, I think, the one, number one way to describe me. I'm vulnerable in a, it's very paradoxical, but I can tap into that emotion. So I think I possess a certain rawness about me that I'm happy that I do. Everything I do is, you know, from my heart, so it's real.
Now, listening again, I've had an opportunity to listen to the entire EP on several different occasions, and I mean, besides, I'm a stickler when it comes to lyrics, you know, because a lot of times what I'm hearing now in the music industry is a lot of overblown noise. It's one thing to have a beat, but just like in anything in life, there has to be a balance, you know, to, you know, I like, you know, to my sushi. Yeah, you have to have a balance. And I get the vibe from your EP that there is a balance, that you're able to balance both, but you put the emphasis on your vocals, and you have a wonderful vocal prowess. And to me, from listening to you, you've only begun to scratch the surface on what you can do. And I wanted to ask you, what has it meant to you to be an independent artist, having that level of control over your music and your career?
Oh, it's absolutely everything to me. And a lot of people that I have spoken with don't really understand it yet. And me wanting to take that route, because music back then, you sign with the record, you put it out there, and you're a star. But it doesn't necessarily work that way these days. And I've done my research, as you presume that I'm very analytical. Essentially, I kind of am, because I've begun to really understand the back end of how this industry works, and it's important to have a sense of control while having a team that works to build you up as well. So having those two things come together really separates you and makes you, I guess, rise above all the other white noise, like you said.
Oh, yeah. The white noise can be powerful without question, because in this industry, it's like,
surely
when you
so.
Have the, yeah, when you have the machine behind you, say, hey, look, they're going to do this for me. They're going to do that. They're going to promote. But then at the end of the day, they're trying to turn you something.
It doesn't belong to you.
From a creative process, it gets away from the music. It's like, well, you know what? We want you to dress this way, but wait a minute. Whoa, whoa, whoa. It's more to me than that. I'm an artist. It's
exactly.
About the art form. It's about the art form. You're trying to put me out there and portray me into being something that I'm not, to sell records. And my thing is, I want my music and my artistic creativity to be the launching point or the launching pad for who I am. Because respect is everything. Respect is that once you lose that respect,
amen.
And when you trade your integrity in for the quick chip, you can never get it back. So that's what I'm so thoroughly impressed with. Now, the single Gravity, of course, from the EP Blank Canvas. What does gravity mean to Yasmin Ray?
Gravity, like you said, being in an industry where you can easily lose yourself, gravity is the anchor that holds me down and keeps me grounded, keeps me humble. You know, that's essentially what gravity means to me, is the people, the environment, the love that makes me want to remain and preserved, if that makes sense.
Oh, it makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And I want all the listeners out there tuning in, if you have not purchased this album, shame on you. Do so now. Let your fingers do the walking. Head on over to Amazon, CD Baby, iTunes, Spotify. It is available. Come on now. If you can afford to spend $200 on a pair of tennis shoes, I know you can afford to go out and get you some quality music and to get all the latest updates.
Thank you so
be
much.
Sure to Oh, my pleasure. Be sure to stop by Yasmin's official website. That's at www.yasminray.com. You can also catch up with her on Instagram. That's at instagram.com/Yasmin.Ray. And so without further ado, far be it the teddy bear to deprive the listening audience of great music. Let's get into it. The latest from her new EP, of course, Blank Canvas with Gravity, here in the zone of LOTL Radio.
Incoming transmission.
mercy, a combination of divine energy and no boundaries, no limit. It's a beautiful thing. The one and only Yasmin Ray with her single, of course, the video to go right along with it, Gravity, here in the zone of LOTO Radio. And remember, family, the EP Blank Canvas is available on all the major outlets, and to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking. Stop by www.yasminray.com. My queen, it has definitely been an honor and a privilege for me to have you on the show. Whatever you need, please do not hesitate to let us know. And hopefully very soon, as I said, we're going to speak it into fruition. You can come down here to Houston. We would love to have you here in the studio and perform.
Oh, I would love for that. Thank you so much for everything.
Oh, the pleasure's always, always, always. Now, you know, you've provided us with some cheesecake with the music, and now it's 2018. You know, we have a tendency to be somewhat greedy, and we want some more. What do you have in store for us in the as far as for the rest of the year is concerned?
For the rest of the year, I'll be I'm going to be planning a show in the fall, in the springtime, actually, for it's called Kool-Aid. I have a show coming up with them, but that'll be in Canada. I promise, as soon as I have something set up in the States, you will be the first to know. So
okay,
I'm gonna hold you to that on my social media. I will.
Okay, I'm gonna hold you to that. And she's gonna be in Canada, family. So, well, Teddy Bear, how do we get there? Planes, trains, automobiles. If you have to find a camel to get to Canada, make it happen to see this fantastic, talented young lady do her thing. And my love, you are definitely a unique rose that has blossomed from the concrete. Lord, have mercy. Stay strong, remain positive, and much continued success, okay?
Thank you so much again.
Oh, my pleasure. The very talented Yasmin Ray, in the zone of LOTO. I love that, man. Such a positive vibe. Well, you know, speaking of positive vibe, you know, you got to pay some bills. So we're going to take a little quick 2-2. But in the meantime, let's get lost. Prince of Sophisticated Soul, Mr. Will Downing. Hey, all you have to do is send for me here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Baby, 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 baby.
Sing for me.
Mm-hmm. around you. Nothing is what I am without you here in my life. Yeah, yeah, yes. Goodbye. One more thing on your mind. If you ever, 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 ever need
me,
I'm just a telephone call away. Put a message in a bottle, baby, baby, baby. Call on me, send for me. Ever, ever, ever need me, just put a smoke signal in the air and I'm there. Or put a message in a bottle, baby, baby.
McCleary, the founder of the Commodores. I'm hanging with the teddy bear here in the comfort zone. Someday.
Hey, family, for those who missed out on the live interview, you can always re-listen to the entire broadcast at Google Play Music / LOTL, The Zone. Also, on TuneIn at LOTL, The Zone. And last but certainly not least, we're also on iTunes with the same handle. And remember to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking, stop by the official website at www.lotlthezone.com. Lord have mercy.
This is Al Chaucer, the son of soul, and you listen to the smooth, sultry sound of the Teddy Bear on LOTL, The Comfort Zone.
Make you a ready trust.
Make you a ready trust.
have mercy. Here in the zone, Novello TO Radio. Want to send out a very special thank you to the very, my goodness, very super talented Yasmin Reyes. Thank you, my queen, for joining us. And remember, family, be sure to get her latest EP, Blank Canvas, available as we speak on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. For those who like to live just a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And to get all the latest updates, stop by the official website at www.yasminray.com. I know it's that time. I know it's okay. No need to fear. The teddy bear will return. But hey, I need you to do a favor for me. Tonight, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Check out my man, the very talented Mr. Dominique L. Santana. If that name sounds familiar, it should. He played one of the leading roles in the Tupac biopic, All Eyes on Me, where he played Suge Knight, and he's playing the same role on a USA Network series, The Murders of Tupac and the Notorious B.I.G. It can be seen on the USA Network again at 9 p.m. Central, 10 Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. So be sure to check that out tonight. That's every Tuesday night. Great, great series. And on behalf of all the family here in the zone, we want to thank all the many listeners and supporters out there. It's been a ride. We got so much in store for you. So you got to stop by the official website and be sure to get all the pertinent information because, hey, we got it here for you. And also for those who have a request for a certain artist, as long as it's substance and meaningless, we got you. We got you. That's what we're here to do. Again, at www.lotlthezone.com. We're going to close it. Well, Grammy nominated, yes, Lord, singer, songwriter, and producer, Miss Brittany B. And her upcoming EP, Urban Nostalgia, is right around the corner. So we're going to tease you with a little slice of cheesecake with Luckiest Girl. As in always, keep it soulful here in the zone of LOTO Radio.